Lesson 140, James 1. Introduction. James wrote an epistle to the scattered house of Israel, encouraging them to be patient in their afflictions and to seek wisdom from Heavenly Father. James also taught them to resist temptation, to be doers of the word, to serve others, and to stay spiritually clean. Suggestions for teaching. James chapter 1 verses 1 through 11. James encourages scattered Israel to be patient in their afflictions and to seek wisdom from God. Before class, write the following statement on the board. I wish I were wiser! Exclamation point. As class begins, ask students to consider the statement on the board. Invite them to use their class notebooks or scripture study journals to write about topics or personal situations they seek wisdom for. You might suggest that they include gospel topics and pressing life questions in their lists. Ask a few students to share some of the topics or questions they wrote down. Remind them again not to share anything that is too private. Display the picture Joseph Smith seeks wisdom in the Bible. What pressing questions did Joseph Smith struggle with when he was young? If students need help, refer them to Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Explain that Joseph was reading the Epistle of James when he discovered how to find answers to his questions. James was an apostle of Jesus Christ and a bishop in Jerusalem. Christian tradition also holds that James was the son of Mary and Joseph, and therefore a half-brother to Jesus. Invite a student to read James 1, 1-4 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what James taught the house of Israel about their struggles and afflictions. Point out that the Joseph Smith translation of verse 2 in James 1 verse 2 footnote A changes the phrase "divers temptations" to "many afflictions." What did James teach the house of Israel about their struggles and afflictions? Why is patience important to have during struggles and afflictions? Invite a student to read James 1, 5 through 6 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Joseph Smith discovered that helped him find answers to his questions. Note, James 1, 5 and 6 is a scripture mastery passage. Studying scripture mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark scripture mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. What did James advise his readers to do to find answers to their questions? What does it mean that God gives liberally and upbraideth not in verse 5? Liberally means freely and generously. Upbraideth means to rebuke or criticize. Invite a student to come to the board and write a principle we can learn from James 1, 5 through 6. The student may use different words but should identify a principle similar to the following. God generously gives wisdom to those who ask of Him in faith. What does it mean to ask in faith, nothing wavering? Invite a student to explain how James 1, 5 through 6 affected young Joseph Smith as he searched for answers. Ask another student to summarize the result of Joseph Smith's faithful prayer in the grove of trees near his home. When has Heavenly Father generously answered your prayers after you prayed to Him in faith? Testify that God generously gives wisdom to those who ask of Him in faith. Invite students to follow Joseph Smith's example by applying this principle in their lives so they can receive the wisdom they need from Heavenly Father. Summarize James 1, 7 through 11 by explaining that James warned against being double-minded or wavering in loyalty and commitment to the Lord. James also wrote that the rich should become humble because earthly riches are only temporary and will soon pass away. Note, consider inviting two students to teach the following two scripture blocks. It would be helpful to give this assignment to the student teachers a day or two before this lesson, so they can prepare. You could invite each student teacher to teach the entire class, or you could divide the class in half, Invite each student teacher to teach his or her scripture block to one half of the class, and then ask the student teachers or the class to rotate so they can teach the other half of the class. Student teacher number 1. James 1, 12 through 21. James teaches about temptation. Ask students, what temptations do youth face today? You may want to list students' answers on the board. Why is it sometimes difficult to resist temptation? Invite a student to read James 1, 12 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the blessing promised to those who love the Lord and resist temptation. Point out that the Joseph Smith translation of this verse in James 1, 12, footnote B, changes endureth temptation to resisteth temptation. What blessing will come to those who love the Lord and resist temptation? After students respond, write the following principle on the board. We show our love for the Lord by resisting temptation, which is one of the requirements for receiving the crown of eternal life. Invite a student to read James 1, 13 through 16 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for where temptation does and does not come from. According to verse 13, who is not the source of our temptations? Explain that the term lust in verse 14 refers to unholy desires we may have because of our fallen nature. Satan entices us to give in to these unholy desires. Invite students to consider the temptations they struggle with. How can we gain spiritual power to resist temptation? In what ways is resisting temptation showing our love for the Lord? Testify of the truthfulness of the principles students identified in James 1:12. Invite them to ponder what they will do to resist the temptations they struggle with. Summarize James 1:17 through 21 by explaining that James taught that all good gifts come from God, and that the saints should give up all filthiness and receive the Lord's words with meekness. Student teacher number 2. James chapter 1 verses 22 through 25. James invites his readers to be hearers and doers of the word. Invite a student to read aloud the following account by Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, I recently met a fine teenage young man. His goals were to go on a mission, obtain an education, marry in the temple, and have a faithful, happy family. I felt he genuinely wanted to go on a mission and was avoiding serious transgressions that would prohibit a mission. But his day-to-day conduct was not preparing him for the physical, emotional, social, intellectual, and spiritual challenges he would face. He had not learned to work hard. He was not serious about school or seminary. He attended church, but he had not read the Book of Mormon. He was spending a large amount of time on video games and social media. He seemed to think that showing up for his mission would be sufficient. End quote. From Choose Wisely, Ensign Oleahona, November 2014. If you had been in Elder Cook's situation, what concerns might you have had with this young man's lack of mission preparation? Invite a student to read James 1:22 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what James taught that could help the young man described in Elder Cook's account. What did James teach that could help that young man? Explain that as recorded in James 1:23-24, James likened someone who is a hearer but not a doer to a man who sees himself in a mirror but then forgets what he looks like as he goes his way. Invite a student to read James 1:25 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what happens to those who choose to act on the truths they hear. What happens to those who are not only hearers, but are also doers? After students respond, write the following principle on the board. As we hear and act on the word of God, He will bless us in our deeds. Invite students to assess themselves as hearers and doers of God's Word, by pondering the following questions. You may want to read these questions aloud or write them on the board. Number 1, How fully do I believe the truths I am learning in the scriptures, at home, at church, and at seminary? Number 2. How often do I set spiritual goals to act on the truths I am learning? How often do I achieve them? How often do I forget them? And number 3, what can I do better to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer? Testify of the blessings that come as we act on what we learn. James chapter 1 verses 26 and 27. James counsels the saints to care for others. After the two students have taught their scripture blocks, ask several other students to summarize what they learned. Invite a student to read James 1, 26 through 27 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for James's suggestions regarding how we can live our religion. According to James, what are some ways in which we can live our religion or show our devotion to God? Explain that James used the idea of, quote, visiting the fatherless and widows, end quote, in need, as one example of caring for others. 2, quote, keep oneself unspotted from the world, end quote, means to remain spiritually clean, even in a world where wickedness can be prominent. What truth can we learn from verse 27? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following truth. We demonstrate pure religion when we care for others and keep ourselves spiritually clean. Write this truth on the board. In what ways might caring for others and keeping ourselves spiritually clean be important expressions of our devotion to God? Whom do you know who is a good example of demonstrating pure religion in his or her daily life? What does this person do that inspires you? Invite students to write on a piece of paper one or two deeds that they will do during the next week to care for someone who is in need or to keep themselves unspotted from the world. Invite them to be doers of God's words by applying this principle in their lives. Scripture Mastery, James 1 verses 5 through 6. Explain that memorizing James 1, 5 and 6 will help students throughout their lives as they have questions about the gospel, as they seek the Lord's help in making decisions, and as they teach the gospel to others. Use one of the memorization activities in the appendix or develop one of your own activities to help students memorize this passage. Remember to frequently review memorized Scripture Mastery passages with the students to help them retain what they have learned. Consider planning moments in future lessons to review this scripture and to invite students to recite it.